Sure, I could use some money. Unbelievable. It seems the FBI is operating with the necessary criminal intent, does it not? Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break. Hour two coming up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Top of the second hour, today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. Already, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all Road Warriors, those who would esteem themselves to be, ourselves to be. And at the outset of today's broadcast, in hour one, I mentioned that I would touch on some Jeff Cooper quotes and discuss the national election cycle, this latest round of the national election cycle. And I have deviated slightly, but still, though I digress, there is a point to the madness, and we'll kind of try to tie that up. But just to circle back around, John Dean Jeff Cooper was a United States Marine, the creator of the modern technique of handgun shooting, and an expert on the use of and history of small arms. And Colonel Cooper is noted for his, as I said earlier, he's noted for his no-nonsense quotes about guns and personal defense. And there are a number of fantastic quotes circulating attributed to Colonel Cooper, but some of my favorites, I mentioned one earlier. Here's a one to perhaps kick off the second hour. The police cannot protect the citizen at this stage of our development, and they cannot even protect themselves in many cases. It is up to the private citizen to protect himself and his family, and this is not only acceptable, but mandatory. He had a number of things to say. Speaking of that, to just kind of further illustrate his mindset along those lines, he also said, "The will to survive is not as important as the will to prevail. The answer to criminal aggression is retaliation." Very interesting sentiment. And so, you know, along the same lines, perhaps one more. And it's interesting, you know, we used to have a different concept of justice, or I should say really a concept of justice that we have seen. Again, that's one of the things we've really lost in this country. I had a conversation with a young man recently who felt that it was his right and perhaps even his duty to set some ne'er-do-wells straight who were harassing him. And thankfully, I convinced him otherwise. I don't know. Maybe you disagree. I'll give you the story, and if we'll open up the phone lines this hour, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. If you want to comment on any of today's broadcast, feel free, including this story. You know, there was a time in this country where you could set things straight. If for example, two men disagreed and it came to blows, then fine, so be it. Typically, at the end of that kind of a confrontation, it wasn't uncommon. There was a time when it wasn't uncommon that they would, you know, at the end of that, they would buy one another a beer, or one would buy the other a beer, and they might even be friends for life. It's interesting how that works today. Not the case. Not so much the case today. In a weird inversion of reality, a bizarre inversion of reality, the bully is considered the victim. The tyrant is considered the victim and protected by the victim, usually, again, in a bizarre twist of Stockholm syndrome, protecting one's kidnapper. It's bizarre, which again ties back to this national election cycle. But staying on point for the moment, in the old days, so to speak, as Jeff Cooper put it, one bleeding heart type asked me in a recent interview if I did not agree that violence begets violence. I told him that it is my earnest endeavor to see that it does. I would like very much to ensure, and in some cases I have, that any man who offers violence to his fellow citizen begets a whole lot more in return than he can enjoy. There was a time in this country when that made sense. And these days, as was in the case of the conversation that I had, I outlined a scenario. Okay, so you want to seek retribution, and maybe it's legitimate. Maybe your cause is legitimate. We could perhaps legitimize it. What might be the outcome? This person, this first ne'er-do-well, was a coward. It was very clear and evident he was a coward. And he ran off to find other ne'er-do-wells to help him and came back and tried to set up this young man and do him harm. And so the young man was obviously upset and was going to go try to straighten things out on his own, take matters into his own hands. And we talked through it. I said, well, what could possibly happen then? You know, he has these people. What might happen? So he was willing to accept his possible fate of, you know, things not going well. Not favorably for himself. He was willing to accept that. It could have been dangerous, and we talked about that. They intended harm. It seemed clear that they intended serious harm. And so that was not in keeping with the old way of thinking. But further, what happens if you prevail in a situation like that? Again, the bully is protected in this day and age, and I could easily see someone trying to sue him for personal injury or something along those lines. And I said, you know, so maybe you prevail and then you spend the rest of your life supporting him. He wants you to pay for his retirement because, you know, you hurt his feelings, basically. So that is in direct contravention to the hardy, rugged, individualist sentiment that I grew up believing in keeping with kind of the great American experiment or the American ideal, the sentiment expressed by Jeff Cooper and others. And today, there is a mockery of this culture everywhere we look. Comedians are constantly mocking the culture. Jeff Foxworthy is one of the most recent I've seen, and I've seen a few mocking the concept of trophies. You know, Sebastian Maniscalco, Jeff Foxworthy, and others mock the concept of everyone gets a trophy, then why are we keeping score? And many times there is no score kept, and it's just, it doesn't make any sense, which kind of seems to get back to Marshall McLuhan's point about the medium being the message. He always said, for example, that these large stadium sporting events need an audience, otherwise it's practice, and that's completely different thing. So what is the message then if there is no scorekeeping and everyone gets a trophy? But perhaps I'm off track. So to temper Jeff Cooper's words, or to perhaps encourage some thought or foster some thought, I give you, to temper those words, John Adams' words in Defense of the Constitutions of Government, published in 1787. Defense of the Constitutions of Government of the United States of America was 3 volumes republished in the 10-volume works of John Adams back in 1850-1856. But John Adams wrote these words, and it's a broader quote, and perhaps I'll get into that sometime, but Adams wrote, "It must be made a sacred maxim that the militia," because we talk about the militia, and it's interesting, speaking of the militia, again, the words of Cooper come to mind. I suppose perhaps I should begin with one of the most poignant quotes by Cooper about the militia. Cooper said, Jeff Cooper, John Dean Jeff Cooper, that is, Colonel Cooper, as he was known, affectionately known, said, "All the people constitute the militia, according to the founding fathers. Therefore, every able-bodied man has a duty under the Constitution to become part of a well-regulated militia, specifically to understand and perform well with the individual weapon currently issued to the regular establishment. Thus, one who has not qualified himself with the M16 may not be considered to be a responsible citizen." Interesting. And just to kind of round it out, I'll give you one more. Speaking in reflection of the Waco incident, and I mentioned this because, again, the FBI seemingly, in my opinion, operating with the necessary criminal intent to prosecute and convict, referring, as I was saying in the first hour, to FBI Director Comey's testimony to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee regarding Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Comey saying regarding her chicanery, certainly she should have known not to send classified information. And he said, "I think she was extremely careless. I think she was negligent. That I could establish. What we can't establish is that she acted with the necessary criminal intent." Well, the FBI is actively framing folks and killing innocent people, and that seems to be operating with the necessary criminal intent, according to Comey's own standards. So Jeff Cooper on the Waco incident, he said already a couple of the faithful have sent in checks for a foundation memorial to the innocents who perished at the hands of the ninja at Waco. Jeff Cooper said, I have been criticized by referring to our federal masked men as ninja. Let us reflect upon the fact that a man who covers his face shows reason to be ashamed of what he is doing. A man who takes it upon himself to shed blood while concealing his identity is a revolting perversion of the warrior ethic. It has long been my conviction that a masked man with a gun is a target. I see no reason to change that view. So, we see more and more of that practice as there is this continuity of government seizing control of the land and these multi-jurisdictional task forces and really just kind of a hardwiring of virtually all the law enforcement agencies at every level to the Department of Homeland Security. You can look at your CAFRs in your local community, your local county, for example, and see the FEMA dollars pouring in and the FEMA assets in the CAFRs, the comprehensive annual financial reports, and these memorandums of understanding and memorandums of agreement. Folks don't seem to realize there are strings attached. The grant money and so forth, there are strings attached. What are the conditions? What are the strings? And a lot of this is toxic to the local community. So I would agree, just getting back on point with Jeff Cooper and the ninja, as Cooper put it, are shameful, reprehensible, revolting perversion of the warrior ethic. And again, just one more example of what is anathema or should be in America. So to perhaps temper that sentiment a little bit, particularly on the militia, because I've circled back to the Second Amendment on a variety of occasions. The Second Amendment, of course, states very simply and plainly a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. That's clear and plain language. Shall not be infringed means what it says and says what it means. It's hard to imagine that there is any ambiguity or wiggle room in there, yet somehow legal scholars and constitutional experts like Barack Obama is alleged to be want to haggle over the term and pass common sense gun laws. Well, that would seem to equate to infringement, would it not? If you permit some and do not permit others, that is by definition infringement. And that's a difficult reality. But to temper the words of Jeff Cooper, John Adams, a defense of the constitutions of government, Adams, second president of the United States, first vice president, and leading founding father, I've mentioned recently, Adams' enthusiasm for James Otis and his sentiment, particularly expressed in that rousing oratory by Otis, nearly 5 hours long, in defense of the 53 Boston merchants, and that kind of centering around targeting primarily the issue of writs of assistance and centering around the concept that a man's home is his castle. So I'll give you John Adams' words from A Defense of the Constitutions of Government on the militia when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
buyers. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My friends feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. Till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back.
He told me.
So John Adams, in a defense of the constitutions of government, wrote, it must be made a sacred maxim, and this in contrast to Jeff Cooper's sentiments on the militia. that I mentioned earlier, it must be made a sacred maxim that the militia obey the executive power, which represents the whole people in the execution of laws. To suppose arms in the hands of citizens to be used at individual discretion except in private self-defense or by partial orders of towns, countries, or districts of state is to demolish every constitution and lay the laws prostrate, so that liberty cannot be enjoyed, or so that liberty can be enjoyed by no man. It is a dissolution of government. The fundamental law of the militia is that it be created, directed, and commanded by the laws, and ever for the support of the laws. And that would seem to perhaps conflict with Jefferson's sentiments that the last resort of the people is to defend themselves by arms against a tyrannical government. So, again, contrasting the words of Jeff Cooper, who mentioned the founders in his sentiments regarding the militia. All the people constitute the militia according to the founding fathers, of course, John Adams being one of those. Therefore, as Jeff Cooper put it, every able-bodied man has a duty under the Constitution to become part of the well-regulated militia. And that, of course, outlined in the Second Amendment. Specifically, Cooper put it, to understand and perform well with the individual weapon currently issued to the regular establishment. Thus, one who has not qualified himself with the M16 at that time, obviously, may not be considered to be a responsible citizen. Interesting sentiments, but back on track with the national election shenanigans, and then to the phones. Again, the phone lines are open. Your comments are welcome and invited. So, Director Comey, I mentioned at the outset of today's broadcast that I would, and I have mentioned this to folks recently, I would vote for the average American as Congressman Chaffetz put it, House Oversight Chairman and Utah Congressman. I would vote for the average American before I would vote for these establishment types. Even Trump, who I would say has latent tendencies of closet fascism. Not so closet, not so latent, it seems, lately. Who would not hesitate at invoking sweeping dictatorial powers. This is in direct contravention to the balance of power and the separation of powers. These are central tenets to what has been historically anyway considered the American form of government. Separation of powers is a central tenet. Balance of power, sweeping dictatorial powers, invoking those is not in keeping with those concepts. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. We'll take your calls after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, we're kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Radio broadcast this Wednesday, September 7, 2016. We'll go to the phones here in a moment, but just to kind of wrap this thought up, perhaps coming full circle, I talked last week about the Colin Kaepernick scandal, him as they say, refusing to stand. I say choosing to sit down, to remain seated. Choosing to remain seated sounds much less provocative, much less inflammatory than refusing to stand. Doesn't refusing to stand just sound inflammatory? Interesting how those little twists of words, that sophistry works. And so many of the press outlets have glommed onto that soundbite, refusing to stand. Why not? Why is – I think more properly it would be referred to as choosing to remain seated, or certainly as appropriately referred to choosing to remain seated. Anyway, last week I addressed the Colin Kaepernick scandal of him refusing to stand, as much of the mainstream corporate press has put it. So to circle back around, first of all, who cares? No one tunes in to watch him or any other professional athlete in hopes of hearing him pontificate on his political views. If they do, it's probably for sensationalist, what I would call WWF type reasons. In other words, reasons removed or perhaps detached from reality. Beyond that, it's up to the NFL. It's up to the NFL's discretion, a franchise organization or business, in other words, to decide how to handle it. And I mentioned that last week. And speaking of that, the NFL has an article published that dealt with the issue. Back on August 27th, the article, Colin Kaepernick explains why he sat during National Anthem. Isn't it interesting? The NFL itself says he sat, not he refused to stand. So according to that article, the NFL, well, first of all, the levels of the franchise organization, so to speak, addressed the issue. The NFL released a statement which stated players are encouraged but not required to stand during the playing of the national anthem. The 49ers issued a statement, and that statement said the national anthem is and always will be a special part of the pregame ceremony. It is an opportunity to honor our country and reflect on the great liberties we are afforded as its citizens in respecting such American principles as freedom of religion and freedom of expression. We recognize the right of an individual to choose and participate or not in our celebration of the national anthem. How ironic. And Niners coach Chip Kelly even told reporters that Kaepernick's decision not to stand during the national anthem is his right as a citizen, and said, it's not my right to tell him not to do something. Well, I would disagree. As I said last week, it's as a franchise organization or business, Chip Kelly being Colin Kaepernick's boss, it is his right. He has the authority on the field, so to speak, to make that determination. But obviously, in the chain of command in the NFL, the franchise organization, there is no breaking of ranks in supporting a player's right, as the Niners organization put it, of an individual to choose and participate or not, recognizing the American principles such as freedom of religion and freedom of expression. Interesting. And beyond that, it's his choice. Again, don't we consider that protected under our Constitution? And the 49ers organization seems to point to that and support it explicitly. The NFL indirectly, Chip Kelly somewhat indirectly. But getting back to my point earlier, before we get to the phones here, and Donald Trump's latent closet fascist tendencies, as I would put it, I would refer folks back to Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, particularly Chapter 10, titled Why the Worst Get on Top. And just to paraphrase, as I have in the past, we, as Hayek put it so eloquently, and I'm paraphrasing crudely, in the outset of chapter 10, Hayek was making the case that, see, we think, we are led to believe, sure, Nazi Germany, because Hitler. In reality, it is the opposite. Sure, Hitler, because Nazi Germany. I think America is headed in that direction. I was referring to the business plot earlier. We'll have to circle back around to that, because it would seem that the fascist coup was successful and that FDR was in fact used as the figurehead that Smelly Butler suggested he might be. Anyway, Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. In that chapter, he had these words. Tell me if this doesn't sound like America today. Hayek wrote, "We must here return for a moment to the position which precedes the suppression of democratic institutions and the creation of a totalitarian regime. In this stage, it is the general demand for quick and determined government action." Think about the argument between Hillary Clinton's camp and Donald Trump's camp lately about who is more patriotic. Think about who suggests that they can get things done. I am the candidate who can get things done. Listen to this. "In this stage, it is the general demand for quick and determined government action that is the dominating element in the situation. Dissatisfaction with the slow and cumbersome course of democratic procedure, which makes action for action's sake the goal. It is then the man or the party, or woman in this case, who seems strong and resolute enough to get things done, quote unquote, who exercises the greatest appeal, strong, quote unquote, is the sense, in the sense, in strong in this sense means not merely a numerical majority. It is the ineffectiveness or parliamentary majorities with which people are dissatisfied. What they will seek is somebody with such solid support as to inspire confidence that he or she, obviously, can carry out whatever he or she wants." Listen to that again. What they will seek, the people, the numerical majority, what they will seek is somebody with such solid support as to inspire confidence that he or she can carry out whatever he or she wants. Doesn't that sound like a Donald Trump? Or even a Hillary Clinton? It is here that the new type of party organized on military lines comes in. I would add militant and military. So there you have it. That is Friedrich Hayek, The Road to Serfdom, on how we drift toward tyranny. And I would suggest that we are there. We're about to run aground on tyranny. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, you started out the program talking about, you know, like kind of like the choice between anarchy or, you know, a police state. I choose anarchy. And, you know, you'd think if anybody, a little old lady like me, would go, "Oh, I need those people to protect me." But my experience is the people they tell me that I need them to protect me from have done virtually nothing to me. On the other hand, these people who to me are the most evil of evil, when you claim to represent goodness and justice and everything, but you are the opposite, to me, at the top of the food chain of evil, you're there. You know, because they are, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing, pretending not only to others but to themselves so they don't have to feel the pain of legitimate guilt. You know, because I like this saying, government is a gang with a flag. You know, mm-hmm. and it's just true, you know, because like I say, my life, and wait, I'm white, okay? And you know, so if a little old lady like me can be so abused by people in government, and all of them were white, both male and female, you know, I can't help but have a little sympathy for people of color, because, you know, I feel that they probably get it worse, okay? Because, like I say, I know how bad I've gotten it, how they really are out to destroy so many people's lives, and they have no they have no conscience about it. They're such incredible rationalizers, you know. It's insane. And, you know, I think part of what holds us in power is this hierarchical system. You know, people who lust for power should never be trusted with power. And people who go into these systems, oh, they're always focused on getting on that next rung of the ladder higher up. You know, it's the next little pin on their chest or next security clearance or whatever. And these, they get so sucked into that. That, you know, they're actually the worst. That's why I really feel we would be better with a phone book and a dart at finding people.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I mentioned at the outset of the broadcast that I would happily vote for the average person who doesn't have cabinet of establishment cronies who are, you know, have the pedigree of senior fellow and so forth at all of these think tanky organizations, and hasn't met with the Henry Kissingers and the Zbigniew Brzezinskis of the world, mm-hmm. and so forth. Getting back to Edward Mandelhouse's point in Philip Drew Administrator, absolutely, I completely agree.
We are so on the same page. Okay,
I think a dart and a phone book is a great idea. Tyranny would certainly not advance as quickly in that case, would it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, because, like, really, even if you got, like, a semi-retarded person or something, the thing is, at least, you know, because people don't realize this, the people who are the most dangerous, really smart people, okay, who have no morals. You know, if you're kind of dumb, you probably can't pull it off. So even if we got to some real dumb person, they probably wouldn't be as dangerous as the really smart ones. You know, I referred to this a book a lot. It's called The Lucifer Effect, Understanding
right.
That Good People Turn Evil by
yep.
Philip Zimbardo. And mm-hmm. see, I am so sick of this. Oh, yeah, whenever you catch one of them and go, well, yeah, you found a bad apple. I am so sick of this. And he clearly states, he said, he replaces, in the jacket of this book, replaces the long-held notion of the bad apple with that of the bad barrel. The idea that the social setting and the system, you see, when they enter the system, they might be honest when they enter, but they're not when they get in there, okay? The system contaminates the individual rather than the other way around. Like, you see, because how many people that are in the system have you ever met that were honest, okay?
And I've actually met folks, I know people, and I won't name names, but I know one guy, representative from Idaho, who was a great, wonderful, upstanding, freedom-minded guy before he went to Capitol Hill. And once he got there, he was conscripted a matter of months.
Yeah,
he was like a different person, literally. I know from personal conversations.
Yeah, it's like they all become brainwashed by the system once they're in there.
Virtually all. Reminds
yeah,
one of.
Like I say, I hadn't found one yet. Okay.
And well, we ought to play some clips of you know, Jim Trafficant's "Beam Me Up, Scotty" speeches. We should probably dig some of those out of C-SPAN or something.
Well, not alive. Okay. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
He said some really good things, but he's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
And like I said, people. I want this to stop. And
railroaded by establishment deviants. Anyway.
And you know, I've been saying this for a long time. Unless we remove the carrot that they use as a stick on government employees, setting up them in a separate and more lucrative system of retirement. I was so glad to hear Steve Pachinik say the same thing. He said he checked with people in the CIA he knew, and he said, like, you know, asked them, he said, well, why did you let this happen? He said, well, we needed to protect our pensions. Until you remove this, he said, and I was so glad to hear somebody say it besides myself, until we remove this 20-year retirement thing, the countries who have, where the employees of the government and the citizens are in more equal, they're in the same system, they have less corruption. And, you know, if you say anything like, people go, oh, it's everything by the same, and that's socialism. What you have now, where they have the long end of the stick and you got the short end, what we have is worse than that. And 911 is Exhibit A. Look at that. Usually they'll at least stick up for each other. 911, look at that. All those people in New York, even when firemen and policemen were killed, who are keeping their mouths shut. Why do you think they're keeping their mouths shut? But to protect their pension. It's all about money. And until we remove this incentive to be a gatekeeper, and it's the glue that holds this corruption in place, nothing is going to change at all. It's not going to happen because they have a financial incentive to do this. And I have one more thing. I walked in and you were talking about oppression the other day. And so often if people talk about oppression, I'm so glad you caught on to this. You know, people are, yeah, you must be one of them social justice people, blah, 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 blah. And you get it that it can be both sides, you know. The kind of out there, I look, Thomas Sage was a really great psychiatrist, and he said the fundamental conflicts in human life are not between competing ideas, one of which is true and the other false, but rather between those that hold power and use it to oppress others and those who are oppressed by power and seek to free themselves of it. We have to learn to join hands, no matter what color we are, join hands together who feel oppressed by power instead of taking one side when it's the person of color and the other side, it's a white person. I see this all the time. If they white, they take one point. If they black, they jump
and,
to the other side.
And all the other contrived and specious divisive monikers that have been foisted on people as well.
Stick around, Greg. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'll be right back.
segment of today's broadcast. The quote, the reduced quote or the abridged quote to open the broadcast today in the first hour was from John Dean Jeff Cooper, known as Colonel Cooper. And again, as I said earlier in the broadcast, he is known as the father of the modern technique of handgun shooting, and most firearm professionals consider him to be one of the 20th century's leading experts on the use and history of small arms. Incidentally, his book, the quote is from, is very popular, Fighting Handguns, published back in 1958, but he has a number of other books, including Principles of Personal Defense. That's one that has a cult following as well. But the quote, the abridged quote, is from Fighting Handguns, page 128. I hope it never comes to a choice, but if necessary, an American worthy of the name would prefer to live in a lawless anarchy rather than in a tyrannical police state. So that's kind of the operative concept in today's broadcast. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Renee in North Carolina on the line. And Renee, I think you had a great point before the break, and I think that we should include all of the specious and contrived monikers that are foisted on people, as I said, going out at the break. Any lines that are used to divide people against one another in really what I would call balkanization fashion. There's a reason balkanization is a term that has been coined and is in use, and it is the effective dividing of people or societies against one another. And we certainly see that happening in America. The Colin Kaepernick incident is definitely one of those. If people think, as I said last week, he's misguided, first of all, as I said before, it's up to the organization, the NFL, to decide. Why do people even care? But the NFL decides, the Niners decide, Chip Kelly decides, and they have all decided that, hey, he's within his right to do what he's doing, and who cares anyway? But if we think that he's misguided in his efforts, I think his heart's in the right place. But listening to Black Lives Matter, an organization that's clearly influenced and perhaps directed by Soros and Soros type influences, to what? To destabilize society? Maybe he ought to be listening to other voices, more reasonable voices. But I think his heart's in the right place. But if we think him misguided, why not inform his discretion if it really is something worth weighing in on? And this seems to be representative of the debacle that we are mired in here in America. So I hope it was informative today, and I hope that we really kind of come to our senses as a society. I think Renee's points are well observed in mentioning the Lucifer effect again, and this society does create the evils it suggests that it fights. We are the terrorists and the terrorist maker of the world, after all. Anyway, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.